Welcome to the Perfect Storm. Kyle's on his phone. How are you doing, Morgan?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I'll show myself. I'm not on my phone, Phil.
Oh, good stuff.
I was just sending you, something, actually.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Something for later.
Thanks, mate. Yeah. Who are we without, Kyle?
I don't know. This is everyone important, isn't it?
No, my good mate Justin's not here. He is
in absentia.
In Finland.
I thought so.
Your old stomping ground.
Why, what ground?
Trumping.
Trumping ground.
Over there where you found your wife.
Justin has headed over to teach at Arise in Finland. Lightbearers has partnered with Koivikko Lifestyle Center in Mikkeli to run a Bible school for 3 months. And Justin is one of their star teachers.
Now, a lot of people have probably just logged off.
When I speak, people listen, Phil.
Like, Justin's not on, we're quick.
Oh, okay, because Justin's not here. Yeah, I thought you were saying because I was talking.
No.
Oh, okay.
Because Justin's not here.
Okay, I'm not offended.
You're going to carry the show today. This is
not very far. But
I'd just like to say before we start that nothing Kyle says will be Faith FM's opinion.
Most of it is, actually.
Morgan, we start with comments, mate.
Yeah, let's get into it. We had some good comments. One, actually, as it pertains to the census question. Obviously, if you were living under a rock and you missed the census, well, you might have to cough up some money and pay a fine.
How much?
$374, I think.
Really?
Oh, wow.
That goes towards offsetting the cost of the website. How much was the website?
It's $3.74 if you didn't fill in the survey.
$3.74.
I wish.
Or
$374.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Fines are crazy.
Mate, I had...
Prices of everything's going up, including fines.
I won't say who, but I had teachers, chaplains calling me last night. They're staying down the AAV. We can't get hold of a computer. We need to do the census. Right. Oh, panic.
What are they doing down there?
How many people are staying there? Yeah. You know, it was all on.
What are they doing down there?
Less snow trip.
Oh, it's a snow trip. Makes sense.
Yeah. So this question pertaining to the census was, is the changes made to the census religion question dividing Christians into denominations aimed at making Christianity a minority group and Muslim and Hindu majority groups? We're going to look at this.
I thought it today. Was, you know, I haven't been around for that many censuses, but I thought that was always sort of split by religion, like by denomination.
It is.
Right.
Well, as far as I know, it is. And they bring out the data on how many Christian denominations there are.
Yeah.
How many people in there? Which one's the fastest?
Yeah, and Jedi used to be an option. I remember. Or at least people were filling out Jedi as their religion.
May the force be with you.
We had some other ones.
We're all clearing out.
We're all a bit nervous. We had had a few comments pertaining to all things health and RFK. So we're going to get into that a little later as well.
Okay.
But again, some comments. Thanks for the news, boys. It saves me from watching the mainstream stuff during the week. I just wait for you guys to give us the important stuff going on.
That's right.
And it gets me excited that Jesus is coming soon.
That's right. There's a YouTuber who, he as part of his reporting, he watches a lot of CNN and he says, I watch CNN so that you don't have to.
Well, that's
takes
it
for the team.
Yep. Yeah. So we're doing that. So, and, some people really love it when Justin sends his hand signals to the audience to bring it on. So Kyle or Phil,
just like that.
You guys have got to give that Justin energy today.
Not going to happen.
And one such question, and we'll do what we can, but the question was, when will the book 250 be delivered?
Yes.
Kyle?
This is a commonly asked question, and it very much depends on your location. If you are in a heavily populated area, then it is likely a weak link in the chain of distribution that is holding up your delivery. And if you are in the middle of nowhere, then it'll be in the mail pretty quickly. So apologies if it's a little slow. We have a lot of work to do to iron out the instant arrival of books. But there's faithful people behind the scenes that are trying to keep up with all the requests.
Yep.
Sorry about that.
So hold on. Your book will come.
Yes.
Your book will come. Look, let's turn to some news, guys. We've got a bunch that we're going to get through and cover the ground today. But in the natural world, we're seeing remarkable amount of earthquakes, like just it's just explosive. And I just want to crazy. I just want to pull this up here.
Multiple earthquakes are hit around the world in just 24 hours. How many? Is there a list?
Yeah. There's, you know, we've got them in Venezuela, Japan, California, Philippines, Papua New Guinea. This is crazy. And we want to come now to...
Where's Australia in that ring of fire? How does Australia relate to it?
It goes past New Zealand or through New Zealand, Japan around the islands.
Oh, over there. That's a terrible map, Morgan. Have you got a better one with Australia?
A map of Australia?
It's a good map.
No, as it relates to the ring of fire.
Oh, well, here we
are. Most people can't see anyway.
Here we are down there.
Yeah, I know we're down there, but I want a better one.
Sorry,
not very organized, are you, Morgan? I had somebody tell me this week that the Morgan addition to the show has really lifted the value of the production.
Oh, sure has.
Yeah.
So the comment you made before of me not being organized, I take that as a compliment.
Oh, okay.
If you know Kyle, you know he compliments you by such comments. But
it's his love language.
And so I just want to bring some footage here. We want to turn now to Colombia, and we can see here a 7.4. That's big. That's a big earthquake that struck 250 miles west of the capital there in Colombia. You can see footage of it here. It's just we'll pull up some different tabs.
Yeah, let's go some different ones.
So this is a large cathedral there.
Oh, boy.
Comes crashing down. Like these cathedrals are built to last thousands of years, but you can see it crashing down. And this is a bus that's shaking. You can see the land shaking, cars. You can just see the people there.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to bunch together.
Some really...
Power poles.
Keep flicking through them. There's some really bad footage of... Like, just play that one again. Go back to the start of that one.
Yeah.
This one here.
Over 130 people.
This whole building just goes right on top of people, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's just terrible. Have you ever been through a serious earthquake, Phil?
I don't think I've ever felt an earthquake.
Did you feel
slightly, but
the Crookwell one? Like there was it here?
I can't remember.
We were in the hospital. When was that? We were in there for like a maternity, like a birthing
checkup. Not long ago.
Yeah, a few months.
No,
it was
I didn't.
A 5-point something. Anyways, no. We've never been through
Theodore,
a
we're not on that fault line.
You're not on the fault line. <either. laughs> talking to people like Neil Thompson who were going through the Christchurch one, it's quite a traumatizing thing. The building that they should have been working in that day went down and people in there died.
It's amazing how, you know, these supernatural things can just have, you just understand how weak and how small we are.
Yeah.
And how we have no control over that.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing to see how Colombia's got the skyscrapers, the high rises that have all pancaked down the same as they did for, was it Venezuela?
Yeah.
Just horrific stuff.
Yeah. And this is exactly what Jesus said in Matthew 24, that there would be earthquakes in diverse or various places.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these signs that we see in Matthew 24, I'll show myself, sorry. In Matthew 24, all these signs, they will increase in frequency and intensity. Mm-hmm. And so, our prayers go to the people of Colombia and also other places. We can't forget those that have experienced earthquakes in previous weeks that are still trying to come to terms and to get back on their feet there. So we want to turn now to
over the last month or 2 months, I'd like to know how many earthquakes actually happened, because it's every week there seems to be an earthquake.
Every day almost. And it's the question almost is like, when's the next one? Where's it going to go next? It's been terrible.
It's crazy.
That's why I wanted a better map of where Australia is on that thing, Morgan.
Yeah. Sorry, Carl.
Yeah. This is an international show, no Australian news.
International? Yeah. Look, it's there's a lot. Obviously, there are some that we just never feel, tens of thousands of earthquakes.
Mm.
We want to turn now to all things the Australian census.
Oh, yes.
Phil, did you fill it out?
I didn't.
So are you going to get a fine?
No, my wife did.
Okay.
So the fine, you're talking about $374. Crazy. Like if you don't vote, it's $50.
Mm.
But you 50. Don't fill in a sentence.
A sentence?
All my words today.
Is this why you didn't fill out the census?
Yeah. Well, you write stuff, you spell it wrong, and they don't get, yeah. You don't know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've lost my headphones.
Yeah, so, lost your headphones? Okay.
This, some, what are some of the census questions that you guys?
Yeah, some of them pertain to a person's religion, and this is the one we want to talk about today at large. It gives the options of the person giving their religion. No religion, Catholic, Anglican, Islam, Hinduism, Uniting Church, Buddhism, Presbyterian, Greek Orthodox, Baptist, and other. And what's causing people to, I'll play this clip. I'll play this clip just here.
Here is this year's census form again to show you precisely what's happened and why it's such a concern, not just for Jews, but also, I have to say, for Christians as well. Mm. Now, take a look at the form. First up at box number one, there it is, the box for no religion. Right at the top, that's not a mistake. Trust me, that is not a mistake. It's up there to pick up the donkey vote and help build this narrative that religious faith is declining in Australia, something that the left have been trying to run for some time.
There's quite a distance between the no religion and the next one too, isn't there?
Can you zoom in on that for me, Morgan?
A bit more?
Yeah.
A little bit of a distance there.
Like so, there?
You've just got it on Phil at the moment.
Hello.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of a distance there. Yeah. Catholic, Anglican, and then Islam. So you've got a mixture of Christian.
Where's Seventh-day Adventist on
Uniting.
And this is what's causing some people to get hot under the collar is that, you know, you've got to fill that in the boxes there.
Right.
You know, if you're Christian, if you're Pentecostal, if you're Seventh-day Adventist.
Well, that would be like if you were filling it in by hand. But how many people did that? Did you guys fill it in by hand?
I did online.
Online.
Same would be online. Easier. Well, type it in, but.
Yeah.
Not that they're, you know, upset that they have to, you know, write it all in there in either words with a pen or on their computer. But the question, and I think I agree with what she's saying. You know, there's a sense of a growing decline in Australia. And I just want to pull up some things here. You sent me a survey.
It's almost like the government's just no longer Christian.
Yeah.
At its core. Like it's.
Oh, yeah.
We've lost. And not just like self-professedly Christian, like Tony Abbott was a Catholic and was happy to be known as a Catholic, but almost like its sense of morality and judgment and, you know, Christian ethos, its Judeo-Christian values seem to be completely gone as well. More than completely gone, they're actually like a little bit the opposite sometimes as it relates to some of the movements and conflicts around the world.
It's sad because things that are, you know, Bible-based become...
Well, where does the government come from if it doesn't come from Scripture?
That's right.
Let us know in the comments, please.
Yeah, legal code. Where do you get the legal code from? Like, can you...
Morality. What's right and wrong if doesn't come from Scripture, from the Ten Commandments, from the God who made you, then where do you decide?
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad how it's all working. Anyway, Morgan, what else were they complaining about?
So I just want to, just on this, because it was a question raised in the in one of the comments from last week, the Australian Christian Freedom Index, it was a survey done last year, and there were some key findings that came out of it. One here states that Christian freedom is perceived to be declining. I don't think we need to see it's perceived. It is declining. In this report, it identifies 74 acts of parliament over the last 25 years, okay, that have narrowed Christian freedoms. Did we know that?
74.
So these, you know, with almost half of these, okay, half of that 74 coming in the last 5 years.
Mm. Yeah. Well.
So we wonder why we're in the political and religious climate we are in Australia. 92% of surveyed Christians believe it's risky to publicly affirm their Christian beliefs than 5 years ago. So we're seeing Christians take an attitude where, well, I don't want to display my Christianity or express my Christian belief in the public square, in the workplace, at school, in the hospitals, wherever I work or go.
It's almost like the divide is growing in that those who then are willing to be Christians have to do so in a way that almost brings more judgment. For example, on this show, and people who listen to this station are obviously Christian, but there's no, it's almost like there's no subtle way to be a Christian anymore. You have to be like loud and proud, or you have to be really quiet and as a mouse and not say anything. It's like the divide is greater, if I'm making sense.
Yeah.
It's no longer just common that it's just assumed that everybody has Christian morals and standards. And it's actually heartwarming just in public in general, when you run into people who just act like Christians and you think, oh, actually there is some nice people in the world. Not everyone's terrible.
Yeah.
Then you got the verse, you know, Romans 1:16 says, Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
It's the power unto salvation for all who believe. It's hard. And I guess people are kicking up against that. What are they really fighting against when they say, you know, we want to put Christianity down. We want to, you know, stop this fake belief or whatever. I don't understand, because the arguments on the other side for evolution, and people will be listening now and going, you don't know what you're talking about, mate. But it's so far-fetched. It's as far-fetched. Well, it's as far-fetched if you're looking from a neutral point of view as believing in a God.
Yeah. Yeah. It takes just as much faith to believe in the other.
They're both a faith thing.
And I had
to say millions of years, nothing supports it.
Yeah. What I was trying to explain before, I realized the thing that I was referring to. I had this experience where I was offered a free TV for work, for possibly for the op shop. I was offered a free TV. So I went to pick it up. It's this huge, like 65, 70 inch TV on a stand on four wheels, but it's in a shopping center. And I'm just there by myself with my van. And I'm parked in the shopping center car park. So how do you get a TV out of a shopping center? Well, it just comes with the wheels. So here I am wheeling like a 70-inch TV down the center of a shopping center. And I get to the exit doors, and there's a guy. He sort of looks like security, but I think he was like Woolworths. And he just says, hey, would you like a hand with that? And it sort of caught me off guard a little bit, because I'm expecting someone to say, hey, where'd you steal that TV from? Yeah. I didn't have this like seedy little mustache thing, so I didn't look like a criminal or anything, but
Carl's new look.
Yeah. So anyways, I was a little shocked by that. So I just said, oh no, oh good mate, I'm good, you know, just heading out here to the car park. Anyways, I get like another 5-10 meters, and another guy can clearly see that, you know, this is an interesting situation. Yeah. And he goes, hey, can I help you with that? And I said, wow, two Christians, like, now I don't know if they were Christians, but it's just awfully nice to help somebody who obviously needs some help.
Yep.
So I took him up on his offer, and we rattled the thing across the pebbles all the way to the van. And then I said, thanks, I've got it from here, because I had to unbolt some stuff. I unbolt the screen off the mount, and I'm ready to lift it off. And obviously it's time to get some help again or risk damaging this monster TV. So the very next guy who parks near me gets out of his car, and I said, you wouldn't mind giving me a hand, would you? Just like assumed that he'd love to help me. And sure enough, he would love to help me. And we loaded that TV up. And I just thought to myself, man, that's like a refreshing experience for me to think that, yeah, three people are actually like their personal morals and values allow them to want to help me in that situation.
Yep.
And I thought, man, that's a good thing. It reminded me of Jesus asking the woman for a drink at the well. It actually is a way to build friendships, make connections when you actually ask somebody for help.
You look at the Australian culture, and that's what it's built on, mateship.
Mm-hmm.
It's built on that, you know, helping the underdog, helping people, going for the underdog, you know, smash the tall poppy.
Yeah.
But well,
it was built on that. I think we're at risk of losing that because of it's obviously migration and the way that things are heading with the demoralizing decay of Christianity and, you know, trying to wipe it out from census information or, you know, subtly push it out. I think we're actually at risk of losing a lot of that. So it was refreshing for me to see that, people are still good people. Just need to give them an opportunity to be good.
Mm.
That's right.
Let's turn now to the United States, Kyle.
Sorry for my long story.
No, thank you. That's a
Justin's not here, so just
touching
trying to
story.
Rant about something.
No, it was a touching story.
Kyle. Probably wasn't enough anger for that to be like a Justin rant.
Got to get your hand up in the air.
Yeah, sorry. Look, Justin,
we want to turn now, Kyle. Want you to comment on all things Trump vaccines, RFK.
Why me? Why would I comment on that?
You're pretty well versed.
Well, let's play the video. It's a short one, I think.
Yeah. I'll get this short one. Short. Here it is.
Okay, 27 seconds.
For vaccines rather than giving them all in the same day. Very importantly, vaccinations for hepatitis B, COVID-19, and influenza, among others, are no longer recommended for all children. In addition, this executive order directs the Attorney General to advance legal challenges against states that violate children's rights to religious or medical vaccination exemptions. Separate visits for
Now, I know that there's a bunch of people cheering at home, noticing that the biggest, most powerful government in the world is allowing religious exemptions for vaccines, something that a right, a common basic decency and right that was actually stripped from many people who were employed with religious institutions, namely our own. That's an awesome thing to see, the fact that you're starting to get a little bit of power behind this locomotive from Donald Trump himself. It's a beautiful thing. I think it is a personal decision. I think that your body, as it relates to what chemicals and experimental injections go into it, is your choice.
There's another one here that says Trump establishes, within this order, he establishes a new vaccine schedule that decreases the number of jabs from 72 to 11. That's not taking it from like 72 to 70.
The fact that it was ever 72 to begin with makes you. I was listening in the radio this morning. I'm driving somebody else's car. I'm babysitting a car. I'm driving it very slowly. It's a sports car, of course. I don't drive it fast.
Oh, what
I
look after it. Is that the Audi?
S3, yeah. Yeah. She went to a ride.
Out the window. I thought, who's that Audi?
Anyway, so I'm looking after a car, turned on the radio, just, you know, flicked a few stations. Australia's just purchased $2 million worth of bird vaccines. They're going to vaccinate the birds. 1,500 vials, $2 million. Or was it 1,500 vials? It was a one and a five. $2 million for how? And all I can picture is somebody trying to give a needle to one bird at a time. But I'm sure there must be some other pellet-fed way that they do it. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But I just thought to myself, wow, saving the birds, spending the money. Way to go.
Well.
Morgan, was there another?
I think it's, yeah.
I sent another link or another story just about the numbers over history from 1970.
This is the one?
Yeah, RFK Jr. standing next to Trump in the Oval Office. I guess he must have said this. I didn't get time to watch the video.
That's him there, skinny tie RFK.
1970 autism rate was less than 1 in 10,000 kids. That's the good old days. That's where we used to be. Today, it is 1 in 31 nationally. It is 1 in 19 in California. It is 1 in 12.5 Californian boys. Something has happened in the mid-90s that changed our children. Well,
what changed?
I don't know.
Diet changed?
There's plenty of things that probably changed, but putting 72 jabs into your body is probably not the best way to go about
not helpful.
Staying fit and healthy, you know. There might be some adverse effects that haven't properly been studied that obviously aren't going to get the funding of the big pharmaceuticals that want to stay in business. Mm-hmm. And to say that, you know, obviously we're just reading some random comments on X. That is not research, reading random comments. But I can guarantee you what's not going to get researched, and that is natural solutions, natural medicines, natural remedies.
Now, you're into oils, aren't you?
You can't buy. I do like essential oils, only the pure ones, of course.
You know, I burnt my finger the other day.
Yeah.
Right? On the stove.
So did Trish.
Had a blister on it.
Yeah.
But it was about a month ago before Trish.
Yeah.
And I put that, was it lavender?
Lavender.
I put lavender on this essential oil.
Yep.
I use Young Living, but you know, you could do whatever.
No, you can't, but anyway, keep going.
Put this lavender, I could not believe it. Because I'm always having a go at you for your oils.
Usually.
And I put it on my finger and that burn went. It didn't even blister.
Yeah, and so here's the thing. There's never going to be some massive, like, peer-reviewed triple research study on the effects of lavender for not just burns but all other things. Now, okay, this is just a really basic one. Lavender, there probably is 10 studies on it. But guess what? Johnson & Johnson is not going to pour billions into that study and that research because they can't market lavender oil to you. It's in a plant in everybody's garden. They don't have the lock on that. So that will never get the research. So to simply say that, oh, you haven't done your research and you can't prove it, that doesn't mean it's not true. It just means that somebody didn't see it profitable enough to invest the research and to sway the outcomes of. So, yeah.
Big argument. And it's, yeah, as you say, Kyle, it is a personal decision and it shouldn't be forced down people's throat to what they do and what they don't do with
it. That's right. And I'm 100% for somebody being passionately religious about their stance and getting that exemption. So praise the Lord that Trump is allowing that in the States. I hope Australia follows suit. And I think that there are a number of religious institutions that actually need to wake up and smell the roses on that one, including our own.
Want to turn now, guys, to the world, globalism. We looked at it last week, but just want to pull up this remigration map. See what you think of this. This shows visually the those that each one dot represents 100 illegal migrants who entered Europe. Okay, since 2008, so 18 years ago. So let's have a look. You can see countries of origin: Albania, Afghanistan, Morocco. So you can see,
and obviously there, you know, to flag the bias here, this is a remigration organization. Their goal is to send them all home.
Right.
And so they're trying to, I'm not saying this data is accurate or not accurate. I'm just flagging the bias there. This is an amazing graphic on how many people
Syria,
are
Syria, Iraq,
in.
Afghanistan.
And you'll notice up.
It's going one way. It's not, they're not going back.
Well, that's, they want them, remigration wants to send them back. So they're trying to show you how amazing it is that they came in. You notice up there, the top, Norway, Sweden, Finland. That's basically Oslo, Stockholm, and Helsinki. They're going into the major capitals, basically. Mm. Sweden has these entire areas where the police refuse to go because it's too dangerous because of the way that the migrants have actually taken over the suburb.
Mm.
It's a fascinating thing.
So let's roll through some stories. Any comments? This is here in Poland.
Poland has some amazing politicians. And I say amazing, not meaning good amazing or bad amazing, just in the fact that they're very different from all the other politicians in the EU as it relates to their stance on migration. Have you seen, Phil, what happened?
Tell me
they have these big like EU gathering meetings and they, I guess it's called the United Nations, maybe they show up at those meetings as well. Yep. And EU and UN, different, I know. But basically Poland is quite often standing up, telling the globalists where they can put it because they're not interested. They're not interested at all in this globalization stuff.
I'm a bit split on this because I do feel sorry for refugees coming from war-torn countries and trying to find somewhere safe to live.
Mm-hmm.
But people who are coming in illegally and have agendas, have agendas to fill out in the parent company the country they're going to, at some point, and I sound like Pauline Hanson, but at some point, you've got to kind of look at the culture, look at what happens in that parent country that you're going to, and saying, okay, how can I fit in here? How can I
contribute?
How can I be a good citizen of this country and I'll be a valuable citizen, someone that makes an impact?
Here's one.
Yes.
This is
more than 500 mosques in London, but they choose to pray on the grounds of the Westminster Abbey. It's a group of Muslims praying on the grounds of Westminster Abbey, the most sacred site in the Anglican Church. Why? Mm. Well, I don't know why.
Why, Kyle?
I'm not with them, praying with them or understanding what they do.
It's a statement. They're making a statement. They're not about the prayer. Well, I say this loosely. I'm reading their minds, but it's a statement. You're saying you're doing a prayer out in the open, and
how do you even get on the grass there? I've walked past and I couldn't.
The reason why I say that, and you know, I taught at a predominantly Muslim school in England,
right?
And prayer was a very private thing. They didn't go out in the open and want to, you know, it wasn't like they're. when I say private thing, they all got in the hall and they all did the same thing, but it's not like they're trying to put it in everyone's face and make everyone do it. It's a thing between them and God and their God. And it's a prayer thing. So if you're coming out in the open and doing that,
it's interesting, making a statement for sure. Was there more on that topic, Morgan?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've got a few more. We'll race through them. Elon Musk, he buys the United Kingdom to establish free speech there.
So it's a Babylon Bee article. So Babylon Bee satire.
Oh.
They have not the Bee, which is truth. But Babylon Bee is fake. And so they're saying Elon Musk buys the UK to establish free speech there. But it's actually his reply to that, which is the best part.
Danny?
Yeah, there it is. How much is it? So that's basically exactly what happened with Twitter. Somebody said, hey, Elon, can you buy Twitter and restore free speech? He said, how much is it? And that's how that whole ball started rolling. So unfortunately, I don't think he yet has enough money to purchase the UK, especially the District of London, like the banking district there.
Well, if he purchased it, we'd become communist.
Communist?
Yeah. Elon being the leader and he does whatever he does whatever everyone in UK does what I say.
Well,
if you purchase a country, you're the free will.
He'd probably give them religious exemption on their vaccines, you know. Just guessing, even though he's not that religious himself.
Yeah. So one more that I'll bring up here as we bring things to a close. This is the last Australian census, and this just a few pictures, a few highlights to show how diverse and global, if you will, Australia has become. So here you can see, what did the last census reveal?
It says Australia's story is a global story, a globalist story, is what they wanted to say, but they filtered themselves a little.
Yeah, so more than 812,000 people identified as Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander.
Which I think is up, like significantly, would be up. Like 5x from what it used to be.
Yep. Nearly one in three Australians were born overseas, making Australia one of the most globally connected nations on the earth.
It's true.
5.6 million Australians speak a language other than English.
Mm-hmm.
That's about one in five.
Yeah, I wonder if that's as well as or exclusively, because I think we'd be up in the millions now for exclusively other languages.
So this is what we see happening. Are you learning another
language, Carl? Very, very slowly.
Finnish?
Possibly.
Finnish. And what's going on here, Carl?
Breaking. Javier Milei.
It's some big sideburns.
This is the chainsaw guy. This is the economist who's been put in charge of Argentina.
Chainsaw guy.
Yeah, it was like his marketing stunt was to get a chainsaw and slash the government.
Oh, right.
Yeah, okay. Cut the government into pieces and get rid of the inefficient bloat. He ends free healthcare for non-resident foreigners in Argentina. I'm shocked it took him that long. He's got rid of like the education department and I don't know, there's a bunch of departments. There's a whole video. He's like, Fuero, 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 as he's throwing these pieces out of like, have you seen it?
No.
It's a good one. We should pull it up. But yeah, he basically cut all these different departments of the government. It's taken like him Trump. This long. And he's finally cut healthcare for those who are not legal citizens. So yeah, the census article was just showing that they really do have it is true. We are a very multicultural country, but that was a very globalist lens to put on that census.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Phil?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Well said, Phil. That was nice.
Kyle, you've done well.
That's right.
Kyle, I knew you had it in you, but you've really carried the show today.
Wow.
Yes.
Really carried it. So, what's the book of choice?
Kyle Lorman.
In a crisis. Kyle Lorman. Leaders stand up.
He stood up today. He has stood up.
America at 250 is the book today. We want you to know, what does the Bible say comes next? This is a book by my good friend, James Rafferty. I know he's a good friend because he stole my hat last time I sent him off on a plane. He took it off my head and I never saw that hat again.
Nice.
Small story there. America at 250, we want you to have this book. You will get it eventually, despite some claiming they haven't got it yet. We do want to get it to you. There's only 200 in Australia that we know of. We want to clear those out and then order another box of 200. So
text the word 250 to 0482 082 876, and you will get that book in your hands. So hopefully quicker, quicker than some of the comments.
I'll make the comments.
250 to 0482 082 876.
It's good.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Morgan. Thank you, Kyle.
I'll finish with prayer, Morgs.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, you can.
Thanks,
yeah,
mate.
Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you that in spite of the perfect storm we see happening in this world, on the environmental front, the political, the social front, Lord, the moral front, we see all of these things converging, and we just want to thank you that we have an anchor for the soul, anchor for our lives, and that is Jesus, that that come what may, Lord, that our lives would be grounded and founded on you. Lord, for whatever comes this next week, to our viewers and listeners, we pray that our hope and our trust would be put in you. We can't trust to the leaders of this world. Lord, we pray for them, but we know our hope and our trust and our strength ultimately comes from you. So we pray that listeners can get this book and find hope and find truth for the times that we're living. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Morgan.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you all.
Thanks, Phil.